Hello, this is Aidan McKenzie. The Bible says that those who have turned to God and put their trust in the Son of God now enter into the family of God. And in His family He commands us to love one another. John 13:34-35 said, "By this all men will know you are my disciples, by your love one for another." Romans 12:9 says that our love must be sincere. 1 Peter 1:22 says we are to love one another deeply and from the heart. 2 Peter 1:7 says we are to grow in love. 1 Thessalonians 4:9-10 it says you yourselves are taught by God to love. Well, how can we love practically? 1 John 3:16-17 says this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongues, but with actions and in truth. I remember one day getting into our vehicle and saying to one of my sons, who was about 11 at the time, concerning someone who had a need, and I said, "We need to pray." My son reminded me, "No, Daddy, we need to do something about it." And you see, often we are willing to pray when God wants us to participate. And one of the ways we can express love is by participating. He says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down His life for us, and we are morally obligated to lay our lives down for our brothers. Love is as simple as meeting a need of somebody who has a need. God commands us to love one another. God gives us the capacity. Now you must choose. And love is as simple as meeting a need today. Is there anybody that you know of who has a need, and you have the capacity to meet that need? Then God wants you to meet that need, and in doing so, you express love to God. You show the genuineness of your faith, that by this all men know you are His disciples, by your love one for another.